There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome to Inside the Wolf's Den. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel.
You look very beautiful today.
Thank you.
You always do, but yeah, I appreciate it.
How's your week so far?
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
Always seems like a big challenge, but I'm grateful. I'm happy for the challenges, and you know, but it's, yeah, so I'm obviously being very sarcastic, but the... No, I mean, I really, truthfully, no, it's been grateful. We learned a lot, I think, through all the challenges. You take another step and advance yourself and learn things about you and relationships. And so I think it's been a good week, yeah. But a very tough week. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, well, I mean, our kids went back to school today, so that was
yes,
a new beginning
for
them. And also, it's I don't know about you guys, but I've been like out of my routine. I mean, I've been making the best of it, but still, you know, we've all been out of our routines, and today was like the first like step. I felt like great about myself, like, you know, getting up, getting kids up in the morning and, you know, getting their lunches ready, all that good stuff. Like, I felt great about it. So I'm excited that they're back in school.
Grateful for routines.
Yes, grateful for routines. So,
I hope you guys have been enjoying the podcast so far and getting a lot of it. We're getting good feedback. And so we're just going to keep delivering on that. And, you know, it's been coming up a lot. And, you know, lunch today, you know, I had conversation with an employee that's gone through a lot, and you know, one thing that's got her through a lot of it is just gratitude and being grateful, and she does small little measures and steps that a lot of them what we're going to talk about later, but just to reemphasize and bring up those moments of gratitude again that helps her get through challenging times. And so
that's awesome. So let's define gratitude. It's an affirmation that there are good things in the world, right? It doesn't mean we accept reality, but we accept the challenges and find goodness where it exists.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's actually one of our core values in our company, is to appreciate the challenges and, you know, the results that we overcome from those challenges, right? And that's something that we've preached with our staff, and, you know, we work on this every single day. And when we actually had our customer service workshop today, and our staff is constantly, you know, being challenged with, you know, I mean, it's just the industry that we're in. And so, you know, we coach them to come out positive and, you know, come out with an open mind, and the results that they see because of just being positive with a smile on their face is you know, it gets them through that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you don't know, or you haven't listened in the past, we are in the property management space, which is
very it can be negative,
very tough business, and the dynamics of it is tough. You know, having different owners, you know, dealing with the owner, dealing with the tenant, and us being stuck in the middle. So some difficult conversations, but I think it was great today. We listened to a live call and got to hear and see where, you know, showing gratitude, showing appreciation, and all that can get you a long way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a resident just calling in that, you know, is completely heated, and it maybe, you know, things didn't go his way or her way. But I mean, you come in with, you know, a positive tone, it automatically changes their perspective of things, and they can't be mad at you. They can't, you know, yell at you on the other side because you are so kind to them.
And I think smiling, even through the phone,
smiling through the pain, matter what.
And so I think even that can be heard. I think you can sense that, even smiling through a phone, and people can hear it on the other side,
yeah.
and and feel it. So yeah, I think smiling, right, is a huge.
It's huge. And this week, and like you just talked about having a tough week this week, and it seems like every week we're like, man, like we just got punched in the face this week. And another week goes by, man, we just got punched in the face again. But you smile through that, and it's like you can overcome anything with just smiling and being positive.
Changes your mood.
It does.
Changes the,
it reduces the stress, you know, and yeah.
Awesome. And what about being more positive? How do you demonstrate that? What do you do to show more? And, you know, like, give us some realistic things that you do.
Yeah, for me, like, it's self-talk. And I try to stay away from the negative as much as possible. And that's one thing that I struggled with this week is, you know, it seemed like there was a lot of negative going on. And mm-hmm. so trying to get away from that was difficult for me. And I slipped a couple of times. I had to, like, take a step back and be like, Joni, like, you know, take a deep breath. You know,
I was at the other end of this.
Yes, see the goodness in it. And, you know, at the end of the day, like just writing, you know, what I'm grateful for. And that's something that I do every day. And we're going to share some tips on, you know, how you can practice this in your everyday life. And something that I do every day is I express gratitude by just writing like what I'm grateful for today. And you can do that by, you know, starting off
a journal.
Yes, I do it in a journal. You know, you can start off by doing it once a week and then, you know, maybe twice a week until you get into doing it every single day, but it makes a world of difference. Yeah. And then just trying to stay away from the negative.
Yeah. I think I've done personally is in my morning routine, you know, I start off every day with gratitude. So, and I think you've heard this in other podcasts, but you know, I just start every one of my mornings with gratitude and, you know, of course, there's some days that it might only be I'm grateful for, you know, my wife, my kids. But, you know, if you look for it, you can, you know, and it changes and it starts me off on the right tone, mm-hmm. the right mood for the day. And this goes before, like, I ever look at my phone, any of it. I wake up with and start looking for gratitude.
Yeah. So. And I think, you know, that's a good point when you bring up when you look at your phone, because I think that a lot of us, the first thing that we do in the morning is we go to our phone and check our emails or check Facebook. And I know for myself, when I do that and I see that one negative Facebook post or one negative email from, you know, a resident or a client or something, like it automatically sets your day, like
it derails you.
Yeah, it derails you. And so, and then you spend time trying to get your state of mind back. And so that's why it's good for you to practice, you know, gratitude the first thing in the morning, because you're already coming in with a positive attitude, a positive mind. So when you do get that email or you do get that, you know, or you look at that post, it's mm-hmm. it's not going to affect you as much.
Do you have a way to lower that, like your stress levels, and to do that, to find? I feel like you're more full of appreciation and gratitude if you're like less stressed, less the anxiety or the, you know, the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find, you know, I know this week, I think a lot of what had to do with, especially like in our organization, was just, there was a lot of pressure, a lot of things were going on, just
And for me, again, journaling and meditating, you know, and then I always like to ask myself, okay, like, what did I learn from that today? You know, and that's a good, you can do this and it's good for you to do that. Like, yeah, it might not be peachy. It might not be perfect, but at least you can say, you know, what did I learn from that today? And that's how you can see the goodness in it.
Yeah. Something that I learned earlier today was about breathing,
mm-hmm.
and just how breathing can make such a big difference and change that state as well. So I think I'm not an expert at this at all, but so I would research some, you know, maybe breathing apps or that can help you. And I think, or meditation apps, but then also I think, it was on another podcast I had heard, it's a doctor that has focused on it, but he talked about, you know, if you like something like in a really bad mood or something happens and you just need to change that state and relax mm-hmm. and just, it was take two deep breaths in and then exhale. So like, you know, normally we breathe in and then breathe out, but take two deep breaths in and then exhale. It immediately changes. And then another one was for anxiety. you know, at night, if you get anxiety, try doing, listening to your breathing, do 25 deep breaths or strong, you know, breaths in and out. Mm-hmm. And then on your last 25th one, exhale and just hold it for 15 minutes. You're going to pass out 15 seconds. And just then that just, again, creates,
Those techniques. Yeah. They do have, and you tell me that all the time, like just breathe, Joni, just breathe, you know, it does help. But you just asked me what other things that I do. I feel working out and exercising is also a great, you know, thing to do when you're stressed out or you have anxiety. Yeah. It just takes your mind off of it. It gives you energy.
Going for walks really helps clarify and brings out gratitude. Just being out, like, except for in Houston when it's as hot as it is now in August. But, I mean, normally, like, you go out, maybe go late in the evening, or I would prefer, like, in the sun. Like, I think because the sun, the light, there's something with the light and being outdoors and just no phone, no interruptions, and just a, you know, clear mind, and just you can focus and be at peace, and it makes a huge difference as well.
Yeah, so. Gratitude goes a long way, and with your family and your kids, I mean, you know, when you get home at night and you've had a bad day, like, you know, it's not their fault that you had a bad day. Yeah. So it's important that you practice gratitude.
I think for like hard drivers, you know, and I would say that you put us in that category, people that like just push all the time, and just want to achieve more and achieve more. I think sometimes we can fall into the trap of, you know, only rewarding ourselves or like feeling appreciation or gratitude or you know, once we've achieved a certain milestone. So, or like once I get there, once I accomplish this, you know,
it happens to successful people all the time. Yeah. I mean, they reach a certain level or they reach that goal and it's like, okay, crap, now what? You know,
it usually follows with a, like, it's still a hole or a need. And something that I've tried to really change, and I'm not perfect at it again, but is rewarding myself or having internal rewards throughout the whole process.
Exactly. So rewarding little wins.
Yeah, like, the little wins or the little, you know, the little painful moments. And I think a great example that, like, David Groggins, Living with a Seal, he's probably the most known for this, because, like, if you really listen to a lot of his stuff, he doesn't care about running the 50-mile race or finishing this or, you know, the place where he plays. He actually rewards himself, you know, throughout the, you know, just for, you know, that last mile or how quickly he ran that last, you know, time, you know, whatever it is, like whatever he's accomplishing, you know, the little things there, not the end result or not finishing the race, but the things he did to finish that race. Right. And so you're rewarding yourself. I think it speeds things up for you. You don't get burnout as bad. And then you're not having those pitfalls or those empty things at the end when you achieve something and it's like it didn't bring you the happiness that you
then you're always would. you're always trying to, you know, achieve that happiness that you're never going to achieve.
Because there's never going to, you know, it doesn't matter like how much money or cars or anything. Yeah. And you got to really reward yourself throughout the whole journey. Right. and reward you. And this is something that I'm doing right now, and I'm working on it on myself, because it took me a long time to figure that out. I wanted to achieve so much, and what I found out was when I got to certain places that I had really visualized and dreamed of, it was like there was some big empty holes at the end and some moments of like lost, and it's like and yes, I could have raised the bar and could have gone after more, but the problem is, you know, it would have had the same result after I achieved that. And I don't know what damages I would have done with relationships or all that trying to get there. So I'd rather, to me, I've been focused more on the journey, the relationships with you, with our kids. You know, those have been much more higher importance. And so I've been focused on those two and more grateful for those relationships and those, because those are meaningful. Right. Those are going to last.
Yeah, those are what's going to last.
Spiritual, you know, because I think, you know, no matter what your beliefs are, we're going to go somewhere after we die. And so that, you know, that relationship as well. And so to me, that is a focus, because these are things, again, they're going to last.
Yeah.
And so those have been the focus of where I've uh-huh. been, or the relationships, you know, that I encounter with, you know, employees or staff members or vendors or whoever I come in contact, trying to be more aware and more present with those. And yes. So I think you were bringing that up earlier about present.
Yeah.
Being present.
Yeah. And I think this is now that you mention all that, I think a good way to end it is, it's one of my favorite poems actually by Linda Ellis. And actually a good friend of ours, Patrick Precourt, he read this at one of our CG masterminds mm-hmm. a couple years ago, if you remember that. And I've had this poem on my desk ever since, and it's kind of my constant reminder to, you know, live life to the fullest, you know, appreciate more, love more, and to be grateful for everything, really. Mm-hmm. So I'll end it with that, and with the dash. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For the dash represents all the time they spent alive on earth, and now only those who love them know what the little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be arranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quicker to anger and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that the special dash might only last a while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things you say about how you spent your dash?
That's awesome. So, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Well, great. And that was awesome. I think it was meaningful. And so hopefully, you know, our viewers and listeners got a lot out of that. And so please continue to share it. You know, if you think somebody needs to hear this, and
please go live your dash.
Yes. Yes. Live it to the fullest. Be grateful. Appreciate the journey. And please share and feedback. Give us feedback. We'd love to hear it. So, have a great week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.